pretty close to ice water. Yeah.
So this is ice water, isn't it? It's glacial water.
It's going to be close to zero.
And where's it coming from?
Melted maybe yesterday, this. So we're looking up at the top of the Bow River. That's the Continental Divide and the Bow Glacier.
And this is the Bow Lake?
This is the Bow Lake.
Good morning and welcome to The Current. I'm Anna Maria Tremonti.
And I'm Sean Marshall, a glaciologist at the University of Calgary.
And we are standing in Bow Lake in the Alberta Rockies. Sean, this is a source of the Bow River.
This is probably the source of the Bow River. We're really at the top of the river here. We can look up and see the Continental Divide, and we see the Bow Glacier, and the Bow River starts here.
Okay, that was about a month ago, the peak of the summer, and there I was, freezing my toes off. The Bow River is, of course, that wonderful ribbon of water that flows down from the Rockies through Canmore and Cochrane and Calgary and keeps going east, and then it hooks up with waters that flow into Saskatchewan and Manitoba. But in southern Alberta, the Bow is crucial, used for agriculture in one of the driest parts of the country, used in a collection of municipalities that are growing like wildfire. This season on The Current, we're beginning a new series. We're calling it Watershed, and we'll explore everything from bottles to wells, from water wars to water wealth, and everything in between. Today in this special edition of The Current, we're following the Bow River because its journey is emblematic of the water issues that are moving to center stage in Canada and beyond. Water scarcity, water affected by climate change, water sold for millions, as it was in Alberta earlier this year. We'll hear from water experts, environmentalists, from a developer, and a man whose organization owns or has a right to a big portion of this water. So, well, let's roll some tape. We will begin right here where the Bow begins. This is The Current.
And I think we've established that this is a glacial lake, so can we maybe continue chatting on shore?
Well, Sean Marshall, we are in Banff National Park on the edge of the Bow Lake now, out of the water. It is the most amazing color. What is that color? What do you call that?
I guess it's glacial lake green, if I had to name a crayon after it.
What makes it that color?
It's coming from the glacial silt that comes off with the glacial meltwater, and it's just in suspension, this fine silt and clay in the lake, and the way the sunlight plays with it gives us this really wonderful green.
I can look at that glacier. What's changing there?
These glaciers are all really disappearing from the landscape. The Bow Glacier, which we see now, has gone back a couple of kilometers since people were first in here. I don't think it's so many decades away till that's just out of sight from the Icefields Parkway.
And what about then the lake itself? As the glacier retreats, what happens to this lake?
This will still get lots of snow and rain. It'll remain a lake basin, but it might lose this color as the glaciers disappear on us.